Number 16.
Ms. Thompson is a social studies teacher. In order to teach her students more about foreign cultures, she gave her class a project. Ms. Thompson gave the name of a different country to each student. The student had to research that country's culture and then make a poster that showed what they had learned. After creating their posters, the students took turns explaining the cultures of other countries.
Question: How did Ms. Thompson's students learn about different cultures? Number 17.
The Rubik's Cube was invented by Erno Rubik, an architect and professor from Hungary. One day in 1974, he built a puzzle game to help teach his university students. They liked it very much, so he started selling Rubik's Cubes to the public, and they soon became very popular. Today, the Rubik's Cube is one of the best-selling puzzle games in the world.
Question: Why did Erno Rubik decide to sell his invention? Number 18.
Emily bought an old oil painting at a street market on Saturday. That evening, she did some research about the artist on the internet. She learned that the artist's paintings were well known among young art fans. She plans to put it on a wall in her living room so she can show her friends.
Question: What does Emily plan to do with the painting? Number 19.
Zoe is the owner of a restaurant in a small mountain town near a beautiful lake. Tourists often stop at her restaurant and the other shops nearby on their way to the lake. But next month, the road to the lake will be closed for repairs. Zoe is worried that she will not have many customers. She will buy less food so that it will not be wasted.
Question: Why is Zoe worried about next month? Number 20.
Yumi got a part-time job at a restaurant 2 months ago to help pay for her university classes. However, her manager wanted her to work more hours at night, and she found that she did not have enough time to study. Yumi realized that her studies were more important than the job. She left her job and started looking for work where the hours were more flexible.
Question: Why did Yumi leave her job? Number 21.
The Kiwano melon is a fruit that grows in African deserts. The Kiwano melon is important for the people who live in these places. One reason for this is that it contains a lot of water, so many people rely on it to get the water they need. In addition, the skin of the melon has a lot of vitamin C, which is good for people's health.
Question: What is one thing that we learn about the Kiwano melon? Number 22.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Creston Long Distance Bus Terminal. Because all trains to Northwood have been canceled this afternoon due to construction, we have many more passengers than usual. As a result, there are no more tickets available for our buses to Northwood today. Tickets for tomorrow's buses are still available at the ticket counter. Thank you.
Question: What does the announcement say about the buses to Northwood? Number 23.
Michael reads the news on the internet. One day, His friend showed him an interesting news article on a social networking site. It said that people can lose weight if they drink coffee at night. This surprised him, so he decided to research more about it. Michael then discovered a research paper that showed that the news article was not true. It proved that drinking coffee at night had no effect.
Question: What did Michael's friend show him on the internet? Number 24.
Sam is a university student who will be graduating soon. His uncle owns a fruit farm, and he wants Sam to come and work with him there. Because Sam is studying farm management, he is very interested in the offer. However, Sam has decided to spend next year not working or studying. He will go abroad and see many different countries.
Question: What has Sam decided to do next year? Number 25.
Thank you for shopping at Peterson's department store. We would like to let you know that we are making some changes to the store computer system. Because of this, we cannot accept credit card payments today. You can get cash from the ATM outside the building. Everything should be back to normal tomorrow. We are sorry for the inconvenience.
Question: What does this announcement say? Number 26.
Last spring, Harry planted some tomato seeds in some pots. He kept the pots by a window inside his house so that they would not be eaten by insects. He also watered them twice a week. The plants grew quickly, and there were lots of green leaves, but there were no tomatoes. Harry is not sure what went wrong, but he will try again next year.
Question: What was the problem with Harry's tomato plants? Number 27.
Welcome to Greenville Animal Farm. Here, you and your children can enjoy seeing and playing with many cute animals, such as ponies and rabbits. This month, we have a new monkey in the jungle house that the children can see. The monkey is very friendly, so children can also have their picture taken with him.
Question: What does the guide say? Number 28.
Big Bend National Park is a national park in Texas. The area is about as large as a city and is known for its clear skies. Many people and researchers visit the park to watch stars there. In 2012, the park was recognized as one of the best places in the world for night sky watching by the International Dark Sky Association.
Question: What is special about Big Bend National Park? Number 29.
Simon's mother is 80 years old. Recently, she has begun to have some trouble walking, so she cannot go shopping so easily anymore. Simon works long hours, and he does not have time to go shopping for her. Instead, he orders groceries for her online. This saves both Simon and his mother a lot of time and energy.
Question: How does Simon help his mother? Number 30.
Dragonflies are a kind of insect with a long body and four large wings. They like the rain because they need water in order to lay their eggs. Because there is not so much rain in India after August, some groups of dragonflies from India travel across the ocean to Africa. They return to India in the wet season.
Question. What is one thing we learn about dragonflies?
では、時間です。筆記用具を置いて答えの記入をやめてください。